What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mike Milner. In today's episode of the Coach's Compass, I'm going to discuss low ticket offers and lead generation. Two things that are very much at the top of everyone's mind. I wrote an email. Good copy and content is created, it's crafted, it's built. So when I say made it, it really is making it. I wrote an email about low ticket, and I did not expect to get the amount of replies that I did. People wanting more information on low ticket, or instead of asking questions, they just jumped in and were like, all right, I'm going to go do low ticket now. And that's not at all what I was saying. The funny part is when I made the email, I said, this does not mean, like, it basically was like, you may or may not want to consider low ticket. But as I outlined it, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I need to do a low ticket offer. So I got a lot of replies, a lot of questions. I'm going to give you like my whole low ticket strategy so you can see for yourself what my thought process is. And that might be relevant to you and it might not be relevant to you, but at least you'll see what I'm thinking. But I also want to talk about lead generation, because the main thing to remember is that a low ticket offer does not fix lead generation. You still have to be able to generate leads regardless of what your offer is. If you're selling high ticket, if you're selling low ticket, if you're selling mid ticket, it does not matter. You still have to be able to generate leads. And I think sometimes we do these things and we think it's going to be a replacement. And by the way, that it's across the board. A challenge, a scholarship, a new offer, a new program. Those are not replacements for lead generation. Being able to grow your audience and generate leads is separate from your offer. It's separate from things that you're doing inside of your Facebook group. It's separate from things like launches. Like, you have to be able to grow your audience so that when you make a new offer, or when you make a repeated offer, or when you launch something, or when you do something, you have new eyeballs. And that is the main point that I want to drive home. You need to be able to grow. Now, the smart coaches who are inside the collective have looked at my six ways of growing your audience, six strategies for growing your audience. And that's primarily through growing your email list. So the outcome of those six strategies are email growth. And a lot of coaches paid close attention to that training and those six steps, and have followed them and have grown their email lists. And as a result, have been able to have more success with their offers. So I had a few coaches who reached out to me and said that they previously had launched an offer. It didn't go so well. They followed the email growth strategies. They followed all of the nurture templates that are provided in the collective. And then they relaunched the same offer with way more success. Why is that? Number one, bigger audience. Number two, better messaging. So it's really straightforward, like business practices and business principles are super basic. Just like nutrition. As a nutrition coach, you're like, it's not that complicated. We want to make it complicated, but it's not. So you have to deal with, as a nutrition coach, you have to deal with people who are like, it's got to be my hormones. It's got to be my gut health. It's got to be all of these other things. And you're like, maybe, but in like 99% of cases, it's probably the basics. You probably need to clean up the foods that you're eating. You probably need to pay more attention to how much you're eating. You probably need to walk more. You probably need to sleep more. You probably need to reduce stress. You probably need to drink some damn water. Like, it's not that complicated. It's usually the basics. And let's lift some heavy shit while we're at it, and stop drinking so much alcohol and going out to eat all the time. Right? Like, it's pretty straightforward, and business is no different. We want to make it super complicated, but it's actually simple. And here's the funny thing. Like, there are coaches where, obviously, I'm biased, okay? So let that be known. I'm biased, you're biased, we're all biased. But I created the collective to simplify everything that I have struggled with in the past. I used to struggle with audience growth, so I tried to create a simple step-by-step process for audience growth, particularly growing your email list and your text list, if that's something that you're also growing, which you should be. I tried to simplify that. I tried to simplify nurture, how to dial in your messaging and nurture. I tried to simplify conversion, how to enroll new clients every single month. I tried to simplify things that often create headaches, like landing pages and lead magnets and all the design work and all that stuff. Or even just like having a CRM with functionality like, oh, well, I've got, you know, active campaign, and then I've got, you know, click funnels, and then I've got Kajabi for a course, and then I've got DocuSign or Jotform, and I've got Typeform, and I've got Calendly. I tried to simplify all of that and put it all into one place in the most affordable, ridiculously priced $97 a month program. But there are still so many coaches who want to make things more complicated, and they're either not joining for some reason. There's literally no logical, zero logical explanation for a coach to not be in there, unless the only logical explanation is you don't care about your message to your audience. So that's first. If you don't care about your message to your audience, that's a good reason. Or you have absolutely no desire to ever do anything with owned media like an email list or a text list. Totally valid reasons to not do it. Number one, don't care about your messaging. Number two, you never want to touch email marketing with a 10-foot pole. Totally valid. Otherwise, there's zero explanation for not simplifying your life and going in there and joining and having, first of all, you're going to save money. So that's out of the gate. Save money just by joining, because you can eliminate every other subscription that you think you might need and just have it condensed into one. And then you have the entire marketing and messaging strategy done for you, plus the audience growth strategies that you have to walk through. Now, yes, you do have to apply those. Those are not done for you. I map out the strategies you have to implement, and I'm going to tell you what those strategies are. But the bottom line is, get in the collective. Go join 5-minute-emails.com. I'm going to keep, like, just so we're all on the same page, I will not stop talking about the value and what's inside and the various benefits. So if that bothers you, then please stop listening, because I can save you time and I can save me time. It's because I believe it wholeheartedly with every ounce of my being. Every coach who cares about messaging, who wants to have some owned media like an email list and actually use it to help their businesses, should be in there. Regardless of what your expertise is, regardless of your audience, it is stupid how valuable it is. And it's 5-minute-emails.com. F-I-V-E. That's the only thing that might confuse you, is you have to spell out. I wish I had the number. I tried to get the number, but it wasn't available. So I had to spell it out. F-I-V-E, 5-minute-emails.com. And you can enroll. I just did an entire workshop on writing the perfect email and a framework that you can follow for writing the perfect email to attract the best fit clients on repeat. And there is a lot of deep marketing psychology that goes into that, that everybody in the collective gets a worksheet that they can go through, and it will help them dial in their messaging to attract the right people. And then they have a framework that they can follow. Here's a little insider info. the framework, the acronym for the acronym for the email is ASSES. ASSES, ASSES. That's the acronym to follow the framework for the perfect email that will attract the best fit clients on repeat. But there's a little bit of homework that needs to be done. And that's what the worksheet that I went over on the training for everybody inside the collective covers. Next week, I'm outlining the perfect marketing calendar so that there's some consistency and predictability inside of your business. And then the following week, I'm going over a low budget ad strategy that I think most people would benefit from. This is something that if I had to start my business over again, I would have done this from day one. And I'm getting ready to launch ads in the next couple of days. In fact, by the time this episode comes out, my ads might be live. So you can actually see for yourself what they look like. But I also have somebody who I'm connected with, who's a friend, colleague, and he's going to come in May and teach everybody in the collective some really cool content lead generation strategies that he's tested. What I really like about him is he's super data driven. So when he has an idea, he'll just do it for like 90 days and gather up all the data, and then we'll report back, and then he'll take a different strategy and do the exact same thing. Not a lot of people are that patient. I've known him for a long time and he's been doing this for years. So he'll take a strategy, and instead of saying anything about it, he'll just quietly go do it for 90 days, and he will track every single little metric that he can. And then we'll come back. And he actually just did an email a day strategy, which was cool to see because he's more on like the paid media side of things, but it was cool. He's starting to really dive into more email marketing and just did a one email a day strategy to see what that would do. And it produced some really cool results for him. But I'm going to bring him in there because in May, he's going to help with some lead generation strategies that I think are really cool that I've never really like done much with LinkedIn or any other, like the platforms that I've been on: podcast, Instagram, Facebook, and then email and text. But he's got way more experience in other platforms and other content and lead generation strategies. And so I wanted to bring him in for the collective. Anyway, the bottom line is, it's the gift that keeps on giving. So by not joining, you're spending more money, likely on things that you don't need. You're wasting more time. You're missing out on potential revenue. And just being a part of the community has its own inherent values, like me bringing in experts that you can learn from. Anyway, 5minuteemails.com. Just go sign up. It's ridiculous, $97. And if you really are like, you know what, I don't want to do it, you just tell me. I'll cancel you. I'll refund you. There's zero downside. All right. So let's talk about low ticket first, and then we'll get into some of the lead generation stuff. The reason why low ticket right now, as it stands today, is dominating high ticket is because of market cycles. Few years ago, high ticket was absolutely crushing. It was very easy to sell high ticket. We've kind of seen this like pivot or shift in the coaching space. A lot of coaches are struggling right now. I said that this would happen. I called this, 18 months ago. And I was like, this is going to be like the great divide. This is like separation season where a lot of coaches aren't going to make it. Because I saw what was happening. It was way too easy for a coach to enter the space like into 2020, going into 2021. It was way too easy for a coach to enter the space, start making offers, make some money, think that this is so easy. I'm always going to be making this kind of money, and then recognize when things tighten up that they actually need to know how to market. They need to know their messaging. They need to know their positioning. They need to know how to grow their audience. They need to know lead generation. All of these things have to be in place. And it was just too easy. And as we know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And I saw this coming. And I had several conversations with colleagues and I was like, hey, a lot of these coaches, unfortunately, aren't going to make it. And it's sad, but when you see the cycles repeat themselves, you can start to spot the patterns a mile away. And the pattern that we're currently in is where low ticket is crushing because of the market cycle. So if you think about the climate a few years ago, we were forced to spend less money, right? We were forced to spend less money. People were home. They were not spending money on gas. They were not spending money on going out as much. You know, things were closed and the expenses were just down naturally. Plus, the government was sending out free money and you were getting stimulus checks and things like that. So expenses were down. People were, you know, just sitting around, had money, had cash flow. So when cash flow is abundant, we will very willingly trade cash for something that we want, like health and fitness and body composition improvements. So any coach could jump into the space, make high, and all the business coaches were telling people, raise your rates. And it was working because cash was abundant. Now, from a marketing psychology perspective, we will always value the resource that is scarce over the resource that is abundant. So if you are short on time, but abundant in money, you will value time over money. If you are short on money, money is scarce, and time is abundant, you will value money over time. So you'll gladly trade and say, well, I've got time, but I don't have a lot of money. I'm going to spend less money on the thing that's going to take me more time to figure out. Versus somebody on the flip side will say, I'll gladly spend more money to save the time that it takes me to get what I want or to figure this out. So the market cycle goes in waves and it always repeats itself. It's never one thing. Even though we have two human emotions that are really difficult to navigate, fear and greed. So when things are trending up, we get greedy naturally. It's not a flaw. It's just a human reaction. And we think that they're going to go up forever. So when the coaching boom was happening in 2020, 2021, all of these coaches who were making money online were like, this is amazing. It's just going to keep happening and I'm never going to stop growing. That's greed without really knowing that it's greed. It just is. Like, this is what we do when we, even when you have like an outlier, you assume, your brain assumes that's the new normal. So you could be a coach who is making like 10, 15K a month. And then let's say 1 month you hit like 30K. Your brain is like, that's the new normal. Like, no, that's the outlier. But we attach that to the new normal. When coaches started doing scholarships left and right and bringing in a lot of people because it was this novel new concept and the marketplace didn't really know what it was yet, all of these coaches were expecting that this was just going to be easy to print money anytime they wanted to, and then quickly learned that the well dries up and your audience gets smarter and the marketplace became more sophisticated, trust was lower, and it became harder and harder as the market shifted. So on the fear side of things, we also feel like when things are going down, that it's going to be down forever. When things get tight, when it's harder to sell, when it's harder to enroll clients, when your lead generation is slowing down, you get fearful that this is just the new normal. Again, same thing, just in reverse. While this business is crumbling, I'm not going to make it. And we panic. And oftentimes we make poor decisions out of fear and greed. If you want an example of this on an, you know, really exaggerated scale, just look at the economy, look at people who invest and just like retail investors and how that all works. Cryptocurrency was like that on crack. When things go up, it's like the greed is overwhelming. And when things go down, the fear is overwhelming. And people make really bad decisions out of both. And I remember a friend of mine who texted me, and he had put a bunch of money into Ethereum. And he had asked me, like, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, it's a safe bet. You're in a good spot. He had some money in Bitcoin, some money in Ethereum. I'm like, you know, those are two, you know, really quality assets that I don't think are going anywhere. I think, you know, I think it's a really safe bet. I think the upside is there. Just park your money and chill. And then crypto started to tank in like 2022. And he's freaking the fuck out. And he's telling me about all this money he's losing. And I'm like, dude, you're not losing anything. The only way that you lose is if you act out of fear and you sell at a loss. I was like, do you believe in the assets? He's like, yeah. I'm like, great. Then why are we talking? He's like, because what do I do? I'm like, stop looking at the charts, put your damn phone away, close out of your stupid crypto apps and call me in 2 years. I literally have the receipts. I have the text. And almost 2 years later, he sent me a text that was a screenshot of his holdings, which were like now well over six figures. And he was like, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. That like we go through these cycles, and it's so hard not to allow those emotions to get the best of you. And the coaching space is no different. When we feel like things are slow, we feel like it's going to be slow forever. When things are picking up steam, we feel like it's going to be great forever. And the reality is you have to be adaptable, and you have to see these things coming. And you have to be resilient to the ebbs and flows. The coaches that can weather the storm through a down period, become more resilient and more solidified. You know, it's kind of like that anti-fragility concept where if you can get stronger because of pressure and stress, then you're unstoppable. But if you break because of a little bit of pressure, then obviously that's not a good sign. Ironically, this is like when I launched the collective, there's another company who is just a CRM that's two times the price of mine with none of the resources that I have. And the person that runs that other CRM was like, this is going to destroy my business. And I was like, first of all, we're not even in competition because you're selling a CRM platform. I'm selling an email marketing system with templates that also happens to include a CRM. But it's not competition in my eyes. But I said, if one similar concept, meaning that they both are like, there's CRMs are a dime a dozen. You could just Google it. Just Google CRMs. You'll get a million results of different companies who have CRM. Like if you can't survive because of one other competitor, which I don't even view as competition, but if that is a major red flag about the stability and infrastructure of your business, like, that should be an opportunity for you to check yourself and make some changes. So the bottom line is, if we can weather the storm, when the storm happens, it sets us up for success down the road. So I only say that to explain the reason right now that the market has shifted and cash flow is not as abundant, which is why low ticket is winning. Low ticket is winning because people are scarce in money. And again, there's exceptions to this, of course. There are still high ticket offers right now that are absolutely crushing. That will always be the case. It's never going to be 100% across the board. We're just looking at trends. We're looking at trends and averages. On average, low ticket is crushing high ticket right now because on average, people are a little bit tighter with their cash flow. It's a little bit more scarce. So they're willing to invest a little more time versus money. And that's where low ticket can come into play. But that does not fix lead generation. So from a low ticket perspective, here's the way that I'm viewing this. This is a good opportunity to have some kind of a low ticket entry point to build a list of buyers. And there's several ways that you can do this. One of the easiest ways is to just put a low ticket fee on some of the things that you probably already do. Now, I know a lot of people are like, but I was told to give everything away for free. I get that, but there are ways that you can do both. For example, you can do a weekly free training in your Facebook group, and you can do a monthly paid masterclass. And the paid masterclass can literally be $17 or $27 or whatever you want to charge. But it's a commitment financially. So like you can do a weekly free training inside of your Facebook group. Does that give everything away for free? And then you can do a monthly paid masterclass, which you would do different topics. Ideally, for a masterclass, you want to be able to solve a very hyper-specific problem. So if I were to do a paid masterclass, I could do something on basically taking any of the concepts that I'm doing in the collective. Those would all be paid masterclasses if I did not have the collective. So the people that are in there get that included. I want you to be in the collective if you want those trainings and workshops. So that's basically my version of a paid workshop or masterclass. So like the low budget ad strategy for lead generation. So that would be, that's a very specific problem that I'm solving. It's like you have a small budget, $5 a day. You want to generate more leads. And I'm going to give you the step-by-step strategy to do so through, you know, paid ads. Okay. So that's, you know, an example. Or on the, you know, nutrition training perspective, you know, you could take something like very specific to, let's say like binge eating or emotional eating or some hyper specific problem that you want to solve. And I did this, I don't know, 2019, I did a paid workshop, all about overcoming self-sabotage and emotional eating and binge eating and some strategies to implement to solve those things. And then I did another paid workshop that was very specific to pacing fat loss. So it was like 30 days to losing 1 pound per week. It's like super specific. I'm going to teach you how to set up your plan over the next 30 days to average 1 pound of fat loss per week. See how specific that is? And it was all done through a two-day workshop. $97. And then I did upsells for like, if you want the training program or some templates or things like that, you can upsell and add those things on. But the basic low ticket hook was the workshop. So you take a very hyper-specific problem that you're solving and you can do a paid workshop or masterclass around that. You can also take the challenges that you've done for free and you can make them a little bit more personalized and do a paid low ticket challenge. You can do some kind of a group program. I'm doing a standalone product as my low ticket offer, which is coming out in the next couple of weeks. I'm still, every time I think this is done, there's more stuff that needs to be added to it. But you'll see once it's finished, but I'm basically taking all of the initial steps. So when somebody does our personality assessment, we give them an overview of their personality type, their neurotype, and what it means like just like a gross overview. But I'm taking a low ticket product and I'm doing the action steps. Once you know that, kind of in a do-it-yourself module-based walkthrough from the time that you know your personality type to implementing a training program, a nutrition program, how to do it without tracking, how to set up a macro plan based off of that information, a recipe book, and then some other resources like a 7-day quick start guide. All that's going to be into a $17 product. And the goal is simply to build a list of buyers through this low ticket offer. So it's not a money maker because it's $17, It's not a moneymaker. It is a qualifier. It is showing intent. It is getting somebody to show that they're interested in our methodology, that they align with our methodology. They're willing to spend money on something based off of the way that we do things. And then that gets them into my world where I can then build more trust through the videos. What's one of the fastest way to build, you know, easiest ways to build trust is do those videos. So now they're seeing your face as they're going through the product. And I can walk them through step by step and get them a quick win, especially through something like the 7-day quick start guide. Quick win in the first week. They implement, they see some progress, they learn, you know, my personality and my style. And then the next step would be if they're interested in coaching. But it's building a list of buyers, and that's the low ticket thought process. I will be running ads to that because I need to be able to also grow my audience. So the ad strategy that I'm going to use is the exact one that I'm going to be teaching in the collective in a couple weeks. So if you want to see that in real time, like I will show you the audience, the numbers, I'll show you the whole thing behind the scenes. You'll see exactly how it plays out in real time. And I'll update everybody in the collective. You'll be able to see that. So another reason that you should join. 5-minuteemails.com, in case you missed that part. F-I-V-E, 5-minuteemails.com. So that's how I'm looking at it. And then obviously on the copywriting and email marketing side of things, I am using the collective as my low ticket, but that's also my flagship offer now, because I can't do any more coaching. So I can't do any more like copywriting reviews and messaging work and all the stuff, writing sales pages. As much as I enjoy the project specific work, I just don't have the bandwidth. If you're in the Telegram chat, you can see how active I am in there for the collective. I'm constantly up to, I just built out a whole nother sequence that's being added to the collective. Everyone wants SMS templates in the collective. So I'm starting to build those out. It's a full-time job, truly. So that's my priority. That's my focus. Quite frankly, I want to make people feel it if they're not there. Like if you are somebody who cancels for some reason, or if you don't join, I'm never going to stop working to make that felt. Like the success that will happen inside of the collective, the amount of time that I'm going to save coaches, the amount of money that I'm going to make coaches, just the, you know, the way that we're structuring things, it will be felt if you're on the outside looking in. And that's intentional because I believe in it. That's the reason why, is because I believe in what I'm doing. So I've got a lot of plans that need to be implemented, and I don't have time for anything else. So in this business, my low ticket is my business. Even though I have a full group of group coaching, copy reviews, one-on-one, where I do some writing for them and things like that, I'm capped. And I want to continue to push the collective. That's my low ticket. $97 is considered low ticket. And it actually pains me when people leave. We've had about, at this point, 15 cancellations out of like 300 people. Which isn't bad in terms of like churn. Anything below 10% is pretty good. But it pains me. Like it really pains me. And I don't like, and I talked about this on last week's episode, that the people who are leaving are literally short term, like, hey, I tried a few emails and I didn't get a bunch of calls or clients, so I'm going to cancel. And I don't want those people, but it's still, I still look at it as, what can I do so that that never happens? And even though I know it's a ridiculous thing to think that every single person will stay, that's how I think. And I am determined to make people feel it, especially the people that were in and then decided to leave. Like, I really want them to feel it. I'm just being honest here. that's what this is all about, right? We're in the trust tree. We're in the nest. No judgment, I hope. But that's my plan. And so that's the way that I'm treating the low ticket. I'm launching ads for that. They might be, as this is released, they might be already done and launched. So I'll be giving you the behind the scenes of that process. Slightly different strategy than what I'm doing on the nutrition coaching side. This strategy is one that the strategy that I'm using for the collective for ads is one that I think every single nutrition coach could implement and see some success with if they were just patient enough and willing to put the time into messaging and email. Because that's what's going to make it work. It's kind of like inception marketing. Inception marketing is where you do the thing that you're teaching. Like if I'm teaching email through email, right? That's kind of like inception marketing. So that's similar to the ad strategy is I'm driving coaches to email through email. But what's really helpful is that on the coach side of things, you can take this same concept and you can literally duplicate it for your coaching business where you're just low budget once again, generating leads every single day and using your emails as the driver for who's a good quality lead, who's not a good fit, who's ready to take the next step. And we just kind of set up the email structure in a way that does most of the work for you. And the low budget ads are going to continue over time, produce more of an audience every single day. And it just compounds. So it's a cool strategy that I think every coach would benefit from. And yeah, right now, the only way that you learn any of that is through the collective. So once again, I'll make you feel it if you're on the outside and you're not in there. So go to 5-minuteemails.com. Now, let's wrap this up with some lead gen talk, because none of this, like, okay, yes, the ads, that helps lead gen. That's one thing. Low budget ads, for sure, with the right strategy, for sure is a viable option. A lot of people assume that they need a massive budget for ads. I will teach you how to do it for as little as, you could actually do it for like $2 a day if you wanted to, but I would say $5 a day is probably the sweet spot of where you're going to see a significant number of leads over time come in through low budget ads. But the best thing to do is just tell you, when I launched the collective, I started with a coach audience of about 300 on my email list. So before I launched anything copy related, anything marketing related, anything email related, I started doing the Coach's Compass. If you remember, I started doing the Coach's Compass episode. I started a separate coach email list. The way that I started that was, first, I gathered up all the emails that I had from people who had booked calls with me, the people that were already in my network. So that wasn't very many. But then I went to my nutrition coaching, my client-facing list, which is pretty substantial. And I just asked the question, who here is a nutrition coach? And that was how I started it. So it was that, pulling the people that I already had. I ended up with about 300 names that I was able to email and start my coaches list and started nurturing those people. And then I launched my course. I already told the story. When I launched my course, I got two people that signed up. And then I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, like doing the exact same framework that I teach. So it was just belief shifting emails, storytelling, and occasional offers. And through that, the course ended up getting 160 coaches in there. And then I launched my group coaching copy review program. And then on March 1st, the collective was live. The collective has about 300 coaches in there now. And here's what I've been doing. So since, outside of just like the podcast and the emails, I've been on the hunt for partners because I don't have a big coach audience. Even, you know, when I talk to coaches like this, I know that I'm not speaking to a huge audience. I've got some coaches that follow me on Instagram, but that doesn't do a lot. It's not my best platform. So I've been looking for people who have my audience, and that's been the grind for the past 6 weeks since launching, or really even before launching. But I've done two trainings in somebody else's Facebook group. AJ Morton has a group called Fit Pro Mentorship Review. I've done two trainings in there, which has been great. I've done two trainings for My Coach AI, which is a you know, basically like a client management system for nutrition coaches and trainers. So they have a community and do like mastermind calls and things like that. And I was able to do a couple of trainings for that group. I've been on two podcasts that were business related. I have two more podcasts scheduled. I'm going to be on Jill Coleman's podcast this week. And I've been reaching out for partnerships left and right. Like, I've got a ton of people who have not responded to me, but I am not stop. Like, I'm going to keep going with the partnerships because I don't have the audience. So my main audience growth, my main lead generation strategies will be low budget ads and partnerships. Now I'm going to continue to do the organic content stuff, but I'm not relying on that to grow my audience. I don't know if more coaches are going to listen to this podcast. I don't know if more coaches are going to follow me on Instagram just because I post content. Like, that's not a lead generation strategy. Just posting content is not lead generation. Now, you might be really good at getting new followers from your content. And if you are, that's amazing because that is lead generation. The way that we know if it's working is through growth metrics. Growth metrics, are you getting new followers? Are you adding more people to your Facebook group? Are you growing your email subscriber base? Are you getting new downloads to your podcast? That sort of thing. Those are the growth metrics that we're looking for. But just posting in and of itself is not lead generation. Just posting in and of itself is not lead generation. We need to actually be growing our audience in order for it to count as lead generation. So a lot of people just check the box. Oh, I made a post. It's not working. There's no strategy. There's no thought process. Just showing up in your Facebook group isn't growth. Growing your group is lead generation. Adding new people to your group is lead generation. So right now, my main two focal points will be paid ads and partnerships. And I'm going to keep pushing. Oh, I also went to two in-person events for coaches. One was more of an educational event. One was more of a business event and made a lot of connections there. So now I have a good relationship with Coach Catalyst because I had dinner with the owner at one of the events that I went to. And now he's going to come and do a training in my group. And, you know, hopefully that's how the partnership starts. Like, I offered up the value. Same thing with Jill. Jill Coleman came on my podcast first. And I love what she's doing with her course, the kind of like the behind the scenes course. So I offered that up to my coach audience, got a pretty good response, and sent people to her. So now, like, I lead with what can I do for you? And now the return was, she's like, hey, why don't you come on my podcast? Which is amazing. That's a great entry point. I have other partnerships, some that I'm swinging for the fences, that I would love to have come to fruition, but I'm not, you know, some of them are, I'm swinging for a grand slam. Some of them I'm just trying to hit some singles and doubles, but that's it. Like, I'm out here trying to do the damn thing to grow my coach audience. And then the ads will obviously be the other component, because now that I know the low budget ad strategy, I wish that I had started that sooner. That was a lot. We covered a lot of ground here. Hopefully your main takeaway is I should stop everything that I'm doing and go join the collective, because that's where I need to be. If that's your takeaway, then you are correct and you are smart, and I appreciate you. So go do that now. 5minuteemails.com, FIVE, 5minuteemails.com. And really, again, there's zero reason not to do it other than you don't care about your messaging and you don't want to do anything with email marketing. If you plan on doing anything with messaging and email or SMS, you're going to spend more money if you are not in the collective. The collective provides you all of the templates and the resources and the full CRM that is cheaper than any CRM that you could find that has the capability of email and forms and calendars and courses and community and lead tracking and everything that you could possibly need, landing pages, all the stuff done for you. It is done for you. It will save you so much time. It will save you so much money. It will save you so much energy. There's no reason not to be in there. Unless you don't want to do anything with email marketing, then stay away. I agree with that. 5minuteemails.com. And I would love to hear what you're working on. If you are considering low ticket, if you have questions about low ticket, if you have questions about your high ticket offer, if you have questions about ads, jump in to my DMs at coach_Mike_Milner. You can just DM me, fire away. I'm always happy to answer questions. Hopefully this was helpful. Most importantly, that's all I really care about is being helpful. And yeah, hit me up. I will talk to you next time.